Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Ukraine is expected to be the major focus today when President Biden speaks to Russian President Vladimir Putin. A senior administration official says Biden plans to tell Putin in a video call how the U.S. is prepared to respond should Russia invade Ukraine. That response could include economic sanctions. Biden spoke with European allies yesterday ahead of his talks with Putin. They included the prime ministers of Britain and Italy, Boris Johnson and Mario Draghi, French President Emmanuel Macron, and outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The White House says they expressed their concerns about Russian troop buildups near Ukraine's borders. At the White House yesterday, President Biden said passage of his domestic spending package by Congress would lead to lower costs for prescription drugs in the U.S. NPR's Mara Liasson says the nearly $1.8 trillion bill remains before the Senate after passage in the House.
As the Build Back Better climate, health care, and child care bill awaits Senate approval, the White House is stepping up its efforts to tell the public what's in the sprawling piece of legislation. One popular element is a cap on the prices of 10 medicines that include insulin. Starting in 2023, copays for insulin would be capped at $35 a month. The president said that Americans currently pay three times as much for the same drug as citizens of other countries. The president said this is not a partisan issue, and indeed, former President Donald Trump also supported legislation that would cap the out-of-pocket costs for insulin and put penalties on drug prices that rise faster than inflation. The bill has passed the House, but has been stuck in the Senate, where it could come up as early as next week or maybe next year. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
A commission established by President Biden to study potential changes to the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to be voted on today. NPR's Nina Totenberg says the findings are almost certain to face criticism from Democrats and Republicans.
The report likely won't please any of the major players in the debate over the court's makeup, how justices are picked and confirmed, and whether it's time to expand the number of justices or enact term limits. Rather, those familiar with the report say it's intended to provide a thorough history and context for debate on these topics. That said, the report does pretty clearly come down in favor of at least an advisory code of ethics for the court and near simultaneous release of oral argument audio and the announcement of opinions from the bench. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Today marks 80 years since the Japanese military attacked Pearl Harbor, an attack that launched the U.S. into World War II. A ceremony is being held in Hawaii. More than 2,300 American troops were killed. This is NPR News from Washington. Hawaii is under a state of emergency because of severe weather. It covers all of the islands. Stormy weather is expected through tomorrow. The National Weather Service says flooding and mudslides are possible from heavy rains. Snow has fallen on the Big Island's highest peak. Scientists in California say they found possible evidence of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus in the wastewater of two counties, Sacramento and Merced. Raquel Maria Dillon with member station KQED says health officials are not surprised by the discovery.
Scientists expected to see Omicron in wastewater. They detected Delta and other variants that way. Professor Krista Wigginton of the University of Michigan works with Stanford researchers to test sewage daily for COVID variants, including Omicron.
Now we've seen it twice in Sacramento. We're going to keep looking at it in these communities. And if we see it continue to be present and start to go up, it's a really good indicator that it's circulating.
The small concentration means researchers can't yet definitively say there's community transmission. Sacramento public health officials were notified last week and say wastewater surveillance data is useful to monitor for variants in tandem with testing and genomic sequencing. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in San Francisco.
The Associated Press is reporting an inmate at a high-security federal prison in Colorado is dead after officials say he got into a fight with another prisoner. It happened yesterday at USP Florence. Wall Street futures are higher this morning. Dow futures are up 327 points. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.